The battle that can occur there is when you have a purchase price adjustment and the buyer is looking at the target's financials and determines, wait a second here, we have a problem. Not only is the adjustment not what we thought, but we determined when we made our initial estimate, you were not, your books were not in accordance with GAAP. And the question then, is there a remedy or not? Sellers say, wait a second, your remedy for our financials not being in accordance with GAAP is already covered. We negotiated that. We have our caps. We have our baskets. You have to run through the purchase agreement. That was exactly the issue in the Alliant Tech Systems case. And in that case, where the financials, where the adjustment for working capital was to be made in accordance with GAAP, the court determined that the seller did have liability for the adjustments not being made in accordance with GAAP, even though there was a separate representation and warranty in the purchase agreement with respect to the financial statements. Again, for sellers, this is going to be uncapped. There's not going to be a basket. So it's a way for a buyer to recover sums outside of the reps and warranties in the purchase agreement for amounts that are in excess of any negotiated caps or deductibles. There's a case that everybody is talking about in this area, and that's Chicago Bridge. And we talked about this a lot in our call preparing for this. Chicago Bridge involved a very, very strange set of facts. Westinghouse bought assets, there were nuclear power plants. The purchase price for the assets was zero. There was no purchase price. There was a working capital adjustment in the agreement. The purchase agreement also provided that in addition to the purchase price being zero, there was no liability for any breaches of reps and warranties post-closing. The sole remedy that the buyer had was not to close a deal. So it was a very, very strange set of facts. Post-closing, Westinghouse found, as you might expect, that the financial statements were not in accordance with GAAP, or at least alleged that.